You as a man, where they marry a widow or a divorcee, you have to be very, very careful. Because many of all these women, they come into your life because they love you. They are there because of, say, the person where they carry their responsibility before, don't finally go. And now they need a new person who carry their responsibility. So they are not coming because of love. They are coming because they need somebody who will handle their responsibility. Now, why they tell you, say, my advice, they favor women more than men. But because, say, many of them, they blinded, they don't want to hear the truth. And the reason why everybody, they criticize Gege, men, they give women money again. Now, that's why everybody won't talk. But I want to tell you something. 2014, I lost my father. That same year, now I gained admission into university. My father left behind a lot of responsibilities. And I still get three siblings where they born follow me, we see they go secondary school. And I still get the ones who we see they born me follow. Whenever they do well on their own, we see they depend on my father and my mother. And now that my father is gone, the new responsibility belongs to my mother. In a situation like this, now let's imagine, say, my mother not the work. She was depending 100% on my father. What, because of my future, my siblings, and even my mother? Now that's the problem there. And the reason why you see, so when some men die, when some men die, in the next 2 years, 3 years, their wife don't remarry again. Not because they don't ready to move on, but because, see, now the new person will go carry the responsibility, the load where the man die live. If Nigeria must move forward, we need a society where women are working, men are working. Let's imagine you now, a 40 years old woman now, with a relationship when you see the very young. You deal with this man, when they live for a very beautiful house, when they drive better cars. Finally, the man can't go, or he can't divorce you. They can't return you back to that place where they marry you. Your life don't go back to factory setting. You are starting life from square one again. Then you can't see many of them. After they don't finally leave their husband's house, come. Now small boys, them, all these them, the boys who never reach my age mates, now they carry them around. Not really because of, say, they like those boys or they love them, but because of, say, who won't carry their load, their responsibility. Now things like this are they talk about. But many of them don't want to sit down, listen. Now you're saying, get me now, they give me money again. No, you they reason at all. And many of them, I will tell now, you where they allow these guests. Now you just see girl, when of you afford basic things of life, they bump picking for you. You go regret them. Not be every girl that they allow, they bump for person. Life, get the way today. Anything can happen. Let's even say you go. Or later life, not later they go the way you plan them again. You not going to go where you not going to get money again, like before again. In your absence, can your children still live a better life? Your big fish shop 3 times in a day. Now, this is what they talk about today. Many of all these women, when they see, they suffer around. Not really because of, say, maybe the men with the born of the children they give, now they're not there again, and their mother, because they don't want to live better life, they depend. Now the man don't go, or the man don't finally live there. They're called the children will live a world life. Now, this is what they talk about. Why are you not working in 2025 as a lady? In 2025, any woman will not feel so by herself, dump her. She don't feel pay transportation to come see you, dump her. She don't feel pay school fees, drop her. Let her go and walk. Let her go and walk. You see this life when they live? I get 3 baby mamas and 1 pregnancy. And I try my best to make sure say, I provide for my children in my own possible way, in my own capability. You understand now? But I still make sure say, we are born this year, put. Now, place will be say, okay, even in my absence, anything can happen. The children will still live a better life. Let's imagine when my father go. My mama not stand strong before. And my life will be. Now, why you say that's 2014? My father go. I drop her from school. I just tell my mom, say, after the way this is rich now, you focus on the rest. But don't worry. I'll find my way. I start private school. From there, I drive bike before. I go buy another bike, give person again. I go to train fish. I do fish farm. From there, after to that 2014, 2015, then 2016, all those ending of 2016, I travel come up from Nigeria, I enter Ghana. Till tomorrow, I go always there very proud of my mother. But when my father died 2014. My mom died 2024. Last year, we buried her March 7th this year. Calculate 2014 to 2024. Now, many years, my mom not fall under another man again. She just decided, say, this man when I live my life with, I sacrifice everything for this man. She born 9 children. Now when this man don't finally go, I will just live my life like this. Till she leave this world, she not follow another man. How many women feed one? I know people will be saying their husband still died that 2014. We be say because of say who go carry their load. Who will carry their load? They rush at another marriage. No, no, no. In the next 2 years, they don't have another marriage. Because they're on their own, they're not going to carry the load.